Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hi Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. A Eurovision tease seems to have baffled some fans. Organisers have shared a clip of Crystal Clear Waters and Golden Beaches on Instagram with the caption, "We're thrilled to confirm the Caribbean is coming to the song contest." People quickly pointed out the obvious with one reply reading, "It's Eurovision, not Worldvision." It would be the first appearance of a country outside Europe since Australia made its debut in 2015. Next up, Taylor Swift has broken Elvis Presley's record to become the solo artist with the most weeks at number one on the Billboard album chart. Swift's re-release, 1989, returned to number one on the US album chart for a fifth time in the last week of 2023, putting her ahead of Presley's record of 67 weeks at the top spot. She now holds the record as a solo artist, but she is second overall behind the Beatles. Will she beat them too? Lastly, bad news for Britney Spears fans as reports are circulating that pop stars Charlie XCX and Julia Michaels have been asked to write songs for a new album by the singer. However, Spears fully denied the claims, saying, "I will never return to the music industry." Instead, she said she has written more than 20 songs for other artists over the past 2 years, leading people to speculate whether or not she's using a false name.
Thank you, Michael, for updating us on all things new music. And you do have a question for cinema tickets, I believe.
Yes, so one lucky listener has a chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us your favourite movie of 2023.
Now, this is tricky. You said this to me a few minutes ago. I was thinking, I don't know, John Wick, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Let me think about that, and I'll definitely have one chosen.
Yeah, well, it was a good year for them, to be fair, so it's a tough decision.
Yeah, the more movies there are, it's very tricky to decide. So people can just message in that 083 30 10 103 on text or WhatsApp. We'll catch up on those entries, maybe some of them in the next hour, and you're back at 1:30 to talk about
series and movies.
Catch you then, Michael.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these series and movies. Netflix's new series, Fool Me Once, follows Maya Stern, who is trying to come to terms with the brutal murder of her husband, Joe. But when Maya installs a nanny cam to keep an eye on her young daughter, she is shocked to see her husband, who she thought was dead. Meanwhile, Maya's niece and nephew, Abby and Daniel, are trying to find out the truth about their mother's murder several months earlier. Are the two cases connected? Next up, a trailer for a horror film featuring a killer dressed as Mickey Mouse has been released, 2 days after Disney lost the rights to an early version of the character. The independent movie depicts a masked murderer disguised of the beloved children's cartoon attacking a group of young people in an arcade. Finally, Universal overtakes Disney as the highest grossing studio at the 2023 box office. Universal, with films that included the Super Mario Bros. Movie, Oppenheimer, and Megan, collected just over $4.9 billion in worldwide ticket sales, with Disney following closely at $4.83 billion. But for the first time in a long time, Disney didn't have one of the top three movies. Those spots belong to Warner Brothers' Barbie and Universal's The Super Mario Bros. Movie and Oppenheimer.
Oh, thanks a lot for that, Michael. I was trying to think of the best movie. A load of people, and I'm kind of jumping in on this as well. Wonka, the new Wonka movie. A lot of people saying they love that.
A lot of good reviews on it, you know, so far, anyway.
So far. Now, people have gone to the cinema a few times. Sometimes people can't remember the name of the movie that they've
Made
it. It's also tricky as well, but you've heard some suggestions there. John Wick, that was another one. Creed 3.
Oh, I forgot about Creed.
The Hunger Games was pretty big in 2023. Yeah. What about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny as well? Yeah, Transformers Rise of the Beasts. John Wick was Chapter 4, I was given his full title. There was Ant-Man in there as well, which was big in 2023. No More Bets, Mission Impossible, The Dead Reckoning. That franchise is pretty good. If you kind of like one of them, you nearly like them all, don't you?
There's almost too many to choose from.
There's too many to choose from, so people can get in on the act. We'll give you till 2:00. How's that to tell us your favourite movie of 2023? Put your name and location on the end. And Michael, you're back in the next hour to talk all things
cinema.
Chat to you then.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time for all things cinema news. This is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Night Swim and One Life. First up, we have Night Swim, which follows Ray Waller, a former Major League Baseball player forced into early retirement by a degenerative illness, who moves into a new home with his concerned wife, teenage daughter Izzy, and young son Elliot. Ray persuades Eve that the new home's shimmering backyard swimming pool will be fun for the kids and provide physical therapy for him. But a dark secret in the home's past will unleash a malevolent force that will drag the family under into the depths of inescapable terror. This movie is showing in Tullamore and Athlone.
Next, we have One Life. This movie shows the true story of Sir Nicholas Nicky Winton, a young London broker who, in the months leading up to World War II, rescued 669 predominantly Jewish children from the Nazis. 50 years later, it's 1988, and Nicky lives haunted by the fate of the children he wasn't able to bring to safety in England, always blaming himself for not doing more. For more information, check out Midlands103.com, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Michael, thank you for all of the rundowns this afternoon. You're playing a blinder. By the way, I want to ask you something. Did you see Barbie?
I did, yes.
No, I didn't see it, but it's got thumbs up from everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't what I was expecting, but in a good way. I walked out. Overall, I enjoyed it.
I can't be sexist or whatever, but a man, no problem, will enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%, yeah.
100%. Now, we do have a winner. Let me have a look. And the reason I'm talking about Barbie is the movie that our winner enjoyed so much so, a bit like the song, they went to see it twice. Gráinne Síl is in Monastereven in County Kildare listening to the afternoon show this afternoon, and Barbie was for her, and she gets her IMC Cinema tickets. What about that, Michael?
Congratulations, well done.
That's a fair deal. Thanks again to the Maldron Hotel in Port Leash and IMC Cinemas for joining us on Friday's Entertainment Rundown. And Michael Cannon, have a great weekend.
You too.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Port Leash. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortLeash.com. Midlands 103.